those different charities and organizations are, and listen to this.
Youngblood 5. On Youngblood 5 this week.
This is YB5 on 5FM. Kalibitso, Kinabui Pelo Mokezi, and I am your radio bay. Now on the line with us, we've got Zinhle Mtukathandwa, founder of Sinani Youth, and she's with us to let us in on some of the amazing work she's been doing in her community of Tsunu out in the Eastern Cape. Her journey started when she lost her job due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and upon moving back home, she decided to help an elderly ill man who stayed in very dire circumstances, and she's done amazing ever since. Zinhle, hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, how are you?
I am awesome, man. Now, I can imagine how difficult it was to lose your job during a pandemic, right? There's lots to do during a pandemic in terms of providing for your family. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, it was kind of difficult because at that time I had a newborn, so things were very difficult. My heart was so broken because I just started. I was a sales person at Old Mutual, then I got a new job at Sanlam. So I was just starting my new job and they told us, no, we cannot continue working. So my heart was painful.
I'm so sorry about that. And then you moved back home, and that's where you discovered a very elderly ill man out in your community of Tsunu, and you decided to help him out. How did you get to establishing this relationship with the man that you helped in Tsunu?
When I go to town, I usually go by his house. So the other day it was raining, so I decided to get inside. He was very bad. So I decided, you know what, I should help this old man.
Yeah.
And I posted a picture of him in social media. That's how it started.
Now, take us through the journey of how you felt when you were getting negative feedback. Some people, you know, shunning you for putting his situation out on the public platform like that. And other government officials saying that, you know what, you're exposing the fact that they're not really doing their job. And you had to deal with that kind of scrutiny when your intentions were just pure and you were trying to help him. How did that make you feel, and how did you overcome that?
Firstly, I posted that picture and people commented so fastly. They told me, where should I go and what should I do? So I got the number. I went to Human Settlement and even spoke to our new MEC, Mr. Nkobela Peters, and things were very fast. But because of political problems,
yeah,
I've faced so many challenges. Some people were even opening new accounts, fake accounts, saying bad things about me. It wasn't easy, but I just remember that before you quit, remember why you started. So people will never do anything. It's either you do things good or bad, people will always talk.
And you were doing something good for an elderly man who really needed your help. And some of the things involved, you cleaned up for him, you got him some clothes, if I understand correctly, some medication.
Yes, I even spoke to health. They came and they took test blood for me. We found out that he's having a TB. So they tried, they always come there to check him, even now, bring him that medication because he's too old to go to the clinic.
And just like that, your Sinani Youth Center was then born. I understand that it's still under, you know, registration right now, but you're trying to do multiple other things to help out your community. And that includes young girls and sanitary towels and helping that community. Tell us more about that.
I decided that no, there's a lot that I can do because due to COVID and HIV and AIDS, there are so many girls that lost their parents, so they cannot afford such things. So it's why I decided to go to school and get the numbers of the children that are in need of sanitizers and cosmetics. And I'm doing that by my money because I don't have any funders.
And if there is anyone who's listening right now who would like to fund you, who would like to help out, where can they reach you and how do we find you?
My name on Facebook is Zamampondo Mise.
Your name again on Facebook?
My name is Zamampondo Mise. Zinhle. Zamampondo Mise Zinhle.
All right, cool. Any email addresses perhaps that we can reach you on?
Yes, zinhlelele93@gmail.com.
Alrighty, Zinhle, thank you so much for your time. You're doing amazing work for the community, and we at 5FM are definitely here for that kind of camaraderie in the community. Thank you so much for all your work.
Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing me in, right?
Awesome stuff. Thank you, Zinhle.
Bye.
Bye.
Youngblood 5, saluting champions.